The Winter X Games are taking place at Aspen's Buttermilk Mountain this weekend. Aspen has hosted the event since 2002, which features some skiing, snowboarding, snowmobiling, and other winter action sports competitions. For a perspective into the X Games, I talked with Aspen Public Radio's news director, Allison Bechtesh. What sort of events are held at the X Games? Are there any similarities or differences between them and the Olympics?
Yes, the X Games has an array of events through the 4 days that it occurs, and a lot of times things will be tried out at the X Games before they go to the Olympics. It's kind of like the stepchild, like more of a punk way of competing than the Olympics, which are, of course, worldwide and more professional. But I would say that this is a little more low-key, a lot more access to fans, and there's events in skiing and snowboarding, and then a lot of motorized events as well.
What does the community of Aspen do to prepare for the X Games? And what sort of economic impact do they have?
The economic impact is huge for the entire Roaring Fork Valley. Last year, there were 115,000 visitors for the X Games. And just for a little reference, the population of Aspen is 7,000. So almost tenfold visitors to locals there. All the passes are already sold out. All of our hotels are full or close to full. So it's also really helpful for bars and restaurants as people go out. This year, for the first time, there's a new pass that combines X Games entertainment with an actual ski pass to Aspen's mountains. It's been dumping for days, so I think the ski company will see higher traffic this year as well.
What are the most popular events for spectators? And are there any big names expected to attend this year?
So the access, like I said, is incredible. The Big Air Jump and the Super Pipe are right at the base of Buttermilk Mountain, and it's free to spectate. So the fact that you can just be feet away from these top-tier athletes, those are always the most popular, shoulder-to-shoulder people watching. Jamie Anderson has the most X Games medals, period, of any athlete, and she'll be back competing on her snowboard. Also, 2 years ago, the Big Air was open to women for the first time. Haley Langland won that, and she'll be returning. Probably who most of the local crowd will have their eye on is Alex Ferreira. He's silvered in the ski half pipe in the Olympics in 2018, and he's just a hometown kid, so he's always a really popular draw.
What can people expect this year? Any new events or surprises?
You know, the surprises usually come in injuries, so I hope that we don't get any of those this year. That's always really, really hard to watch, but these athletes are throwing themselves to extremes, and that does come up. As far as events this year, there's a film series for the first time ever, and I think that will be popular, both kind of the ski industry film series and other films that have nothing to do with skiing. For events, there's a new snowboard knuckle huck, which is a kind of fun trick. Adaptive Snow Bike Cross and Para Snow Bike Cross both join the lineup this year.
Para Snow Bike Cross. Wow.
Exactly. And after the X Games are over, the Special Olympics begin every year as well.
If you're perhaps not as interested in spectating this weekend or the winter weather is too much, what else is featured at the X Games?
The X Games have essentially become a four-day music festival as well. I will say you do stand outside to watch the acts, so if snow isn't your favorite thing, this might not be for you. But it's big names. Lil Wayne will be here, the Chainsmokers and Kygo, as well as some lower ticket as well. All of the music and entertainment is currently sold out.
Allison Bechtesh is the news director for Aspen Public Radio. Allison, thanks for joining me today.
It's my pleasure.
Desmond O'Boyle, KUNC.